We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's talk to Adam Teicher from ESPN. Covers the Chiefs and regular guest on Sports Radio 810. Adam, good morning. How are you?
Good, guys. How are we doing today?
Doing terrific. Patrick Mahomes today celebrating his 23rd birthday, a day after he threw 6 touchdown passes and 5 incompletions against the Pittsburgh Steelers. look, you've seen so much football. We've all watched the Chiefs for so long. I still am not sure what I saw yesterday, Adam Teicher. This is unbelievable what we're watching.
Yeah, and you know, he's not playing over his head. I mean, it's not always going to be like this, of course, but it's not like he's making plays that are out of what we've seen from Pat Mahomes. I mean, he's just doing what he does, and that's the kind of ability he has. He's got this wide range to do a lot of different things, and is doing it so well. And evidently, the game is just not too big for him. And you know, I can't wait to see what the opposing defensive coordinators come up with designed to stop him, and how he responds to that, and just that whole give and take. But you know, isn't it kind of weird? You and Nate have been in Kansas City longer than I have. I mean, isn't it weird? There's a hot young quarterback in the NFL now, and he plays for the Chiefs. I mean, what a weird phenomenon that is. So you know, it's something that, even for me, it's taken me a while to get my arms around that, and I don't think I have just yet.
It's weird. It's wonderful. It's many many words describe it, Adam. Something else that was weird, and we'll get back to Mahomes. I've been dying to ask you this. So anyone that was watching the CBS broadcast, we saw the sack and the strip, and then what looked to be a defensive touchdown for Chris Jones, but then it was negated by a holding call on Orlando Scandrick, although CBS never showed anything, never showed a replay, never really talked about it. We just heard what the official said. So you were there. Can anyone confirm that it was actually holding? Was it a good or a bad call, or did CBS close the blinds in the press box and no one could see that either?
Yeah, you know what? I didn't. I wasn't looking downfield. The action looked like it was right around the quarterback. So. You know, I wasn't looking downfield, so I can't say I saw it either. So I can't tell you. I really don't know. But you know, it seems like they were calling a bunch of those yesterday on both teams. So I think they were getting a little too maybe a little too happy. Although with that call, although I can't tell you that was the case in that particular instance.
Let's just talk more about Patrick Mahomes, anyway. Adam, you're right, though. Weird is an interesting way to describe it. It is something we've watched from afar as guys in the league have done things, well, not like this, because no quarterback's thrown 10 touchdowns in the first two games of the season before, let alone a first-year starter. And there have been, though, young quarterbacks over the past few years come in and throw for 4,000 yards, and that's barely been an indicator that they're going to be great players. I mean, Jameis Winston, I think, has done that. There's been a few guys that have come in and put up big numbers. But doesn't this feel even a little bit different from that? I mean, doesn't this feel even a little bit different from some of these other young quarterbacks that have come in and had a little bit of success early?
Yeah, I think it does. I mean, you know, these were two games on the road against two teams that are going to be probably playoff contenders, and he just very little went wrong. It's just been incredibly impressive. You're right. We've seen guys flash and do some good things, but this certainly looks like it's sustainable, not at the pace that he's on, but I don't see any reason that, I don't see him crashing down to earth. I don't see him turning into, what Derek Carr maybe seems to have become, now for the Raiders. I just don't see that. There's no reason he won't continue on this course that he's on. Again, not maybe at this level, but I certainly at this point, it would be a bigger surprise if he crashed back to earth and struggled like so many young quarterbacks do than if he continued on a real high plane. I mean, I just don't think there's anything that's a fluke or anything like that about this.
Adam Teicher from ESPN is our guest. All right, Adam, some other good things out of the offense, not just Patrick Mahomes, but the weapons around him, and that's why it's really hard to imagine him struggling for any prolonged period of time because of the assortment of weapons that he has. Sammy Watkins with 100 yards receiving and a 31-yard run yesterday. Boy, if Chiefs fans were left wondering after the preseason what the Chiefs saw in Sammy Watkins, well, that's what they saw. We saw it yesterday.
Yeah. And, you know, hey, as long as the Chiefs are moving the ball, making big plays, it's not a big deal who's getting the ball, if it's one guy all the time or they're spreading it around. But I think having offensive success for them will be easier to sustain if they're spreading the ball around like they did yesterday, as opposed to the way it was in L.A. last week. You know, I just think that, this thing is going to work so much better because it's going to force teams to defend every little corner of the field. And with Pat Mahomes' arm, that's almost impossible. You know, there's certain quarterbacks that he can't make all the throws. You don't have to defend certain things, but with Mahomes, you will have to. And, yesterday, the offense looked completely different. I mean, the results were somewhat similar, but, they were, throwing it deep a lot more maybe against the Chargers. They were doing the jet sweeps and the pop passes more against the Chargers. They were trying to maybe feature their speed. And yesterday, they did a lot of empty backfields, and it was obvious they were trying to get some of the other guys, and particularly maybe Kelce, some matchups that were favorable. And it worked. I mean, I can't wait to see what they try next week and how they attack the 49ers.
That's right, man. I mean, you got to watch the Chiefs now. Like, across the country, you just want to watch this team because you can see Andy Reid, he's got so many things at his disposal in terms of all of a sudden Sammy Watkins gets a jet sweep in this game. It could be DeAnthony Thomas next week that gets a jet sweep. You know, there are just so many different people that he gets to scheme into this offense, and a guy that can actually deliver it to every single one of those players as well. And we played it earlier, Adam. You asked a lot of questions of Patrick Mahomes as he addressed the media yesterday. And I know he was asked, how are you going to celebrate your birthday? And he said, I'm going to probably watch game film on the 49ers. Look, that every quarterback seems to know anymore that that's the kind of answer you got to give, whether it's true or not. But I guess that's one question we have now is, how's Patrick Mahomes going to handle all this success? It's such a quick, so early. What's your read on that, the time you've spent around him? How's he going to handle himself having already had this much success, 3 road wins in tough places to play in his first 3 ever starts?
Yeah, that's a good question. And, I guess no one really knows except, what's really interesting to me, guys, is how he handled last season, and he wasn't playing. It was, a totally different situation. But I really thought that he was so humble and so deferential to Alex Smith last season that maybe gives you a little bit of a hint in how he's going to handle this. Everybody makes a big deal of how good Alex Smith was for him, and it's true. I mean, he was good for Pat Mahomes. There's no doubt. The Chiefs and Mahomes owe Alex Smith a debt of gratitude for the way he handled that situation. But you know what? What's less talked about is how good Mahomes was for Smith. I mean, he stayed out of the spotlight. I talked to his agent about this over the summer. He purposefully, intentionally declined endorsement deals that were coming his way. I mean, people wanted to get in on the ground floor with him, but they said, you know what, we're not going to really do anything because this is Alex Smith's team right now. And look, maybe we'll get into that later on down the road when it's Pat Mahomes' team, but not right now. So I just think he just gets it, and I think that background with his dad and growing up in a pro locker room, he just knows the dynamics and knows how this is supposed to work. And you know, he's got a good coaching staff that'll keep his head screwed on. So, I really like his agent. I think his agent is steering him down the right path. I think his dad and his whole support system is very good. So if this changes him in any meaningful or significant way, I'd be very surprised. I mean, he knows what got him here and what's going to get him to where he wants to go. So I would be extremely surprised if this success gets to him in that way.
So he turned down money, basically. He turned down endorsement deals last year because he just thought it'd be a bad look. As the backup quarterback, was that Mahomes' call, or was that the agent telling him, hey, let's go ahead and stay away from this? Do you know how that conversation went?
I think it was more the agent driving it, but I think Pat Mahomes was on board with that. And yeah, that's another way of putting it. He turned down money, but he just understood his place, you know, and that's the best way to put it. He understands his place and what he needs to do. And, you know, he's kind of walked seamlessly from that backup role into the starter's role. And I'm not just talking about on the field, how he's handled everything. He just looks like he just has the air of a guy who's been there 10 years and done it for 10 years. So, you know, we'll see if he can keep this up. But, you know, if he doesn't, it's not going to be because he got the big head and quit work. And I'm pretty confident about that.
So let's talk about the defense. The defense gave up a lot of yards and a lot of points to Ben Roethlisberger. But I do think it is fair to point out that up until the point of Chris Conley's fumble with around 5 minutes left, they had only given up 7 points in the second half. And, you know, it went from a tie game to where it looked like the Chiefs were about to put the game away and run the clock out with another score. And like I said, it was first down when Conley had that fumble. And then we know what happened. They drove down and scored another touchdown. But is there anything at all positive to take away from what the defense did up to that point in the second half? Because at this point, it feels like we're grasping at straws to compliment the defense. But look, the Steelers' offense couldn't keep up with the Chiefs' offense, and the Chiefs' defense did get a few more stops than the Steelers' defense did.
Yeah, no, I think there are. I mean, in the bigger picture, you know, you want more of this kind of stuff. But I do think there's some stuff there. I mean, for the second straight week, the opponent got the opening kickoff and went 3-and-out. And what's happened after each of those 3-and-outs has set the Chiefs up for victory. I mean, last week in L.A., it was the Tyreek Hill punt return. And this week it was the Anthony Thomas punt return. And so starting off with a 3-and-out is a huge deal. And credit to Bob Sutton and those guys for getting it done two times now and making the Steelers punt. You know, the Chiefs lost two big plays on penalties. Now, maybe they were deserved. Steven, you brought up the one earlier on the Chris Jones touchdown that was called back. And, you know, they lost the Steve Nelson interception on another penalty. So, you know, they're doing some good things there. You know, they just have to clean some things up. And, you know, again, I thought Dee Ford had another nice game, and you know, particularly in the pass rush part of it. So, you know, I think there's some things there. They're not enough. They're not doing these things consistently enough, but they are getting some things done. And I'm just waiting for it to get better. I don't know if how much it will, but you know, I think there's some room for growth there.
Well, and I was listening to our post game yesterday on A10, and people were asking, well, how can this defense get any better? And I do still keep thinking there's an all-pro on the sideline in street clothes or warm-ups or whatever. I don't know that we can sit around and count on that. Do we think that Eric Berry is going to actually get out there and play? And if so, how big of a difference would he make for that defense?
Yeah, I think it would be significant. And yeah, you're right. I mean, you know, that's a big piece. And don't forget, they're missing their other starting safety too, Dan Sorensen. You know, I think the Chiefs are pretty good in their front seven. I think that part of their defense is okay. And they've got, you know, a couple of young guys that are playing some, not a ton. And, you know, maybe they can improve as the season goes on. I think if you're the Chiefs, that's what you're counting on. Guys like Derek Nnadi and Breland Speaks, and even Tano Passanio. So, you know, I think there is some room for growth with those guys, and maybe that's where the growth will come from in the secondary. But, And Eric Berry is another guy that they need to get back at some point because he will help. But you know what? They stole two wins without him when they sat him out. So that's obviously a big thing.
Adam Teicher, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again real soon, man.
Hey, anytime, guys.
That's Adam Teicher from ESPN. He's right. Two games without Eric Berry, two wins. Again, I ask you to rewind to a couple of weeks ago. How thrilled would you have been with the knowledge that the Chiefs would start off 2-0 with road games at the Chargers and at the Steelers? Right?
I mean, it's...
I don't care how they got there, just to win those two games. As Gary Pinkel would say, it's remarkable.
I mean, think about it this way. The Chiefs are 2-0. They get 8 of their last 14 games at home.
That's quick math, man.
That's right there, that's right upstairs. Good. Quick muffs.
Well, we're going to go to break now after that.
2 plus 2 is 4 minus 1. That's 3 quick muffs.
See?
Remarkable.
It is remarkable.
That's Bishop Ward education right there, buddy.
Thank you, Coach Pinkel. We will have Gary. Another person's remarkable is Gary Lezak. He'll be on the show after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.